Louise, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you, Ruby.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, first of all, tell us why you decided to become an artist.
Well, I guess that's a funny question. I don't really think I made a decision as such. I kind of just fell into it. I used to draw a lot in school. When I was a teenager, I was training to be a professional dancer, but sort of injured my back when I was about 18. When I wasn't able to dance, I used to draw the girls in my class dancing while I used to sit on the sidelines, which I really used to enjoy. And I guess one thing led to another. I ended up doing a fine arts course at TAFE and then was accepted into NAS in late 2016. So, yeah, I could not really imagine my life without art now. It's completely changed my worldview in the most wonderful way. It's really kept me centered but also liberated. And I think it's such an important thing for all people really to engage with, whether that's externally or internally. Yeah,
of course. So you've been running this pandemic prize pop-up. It's a Utopia, yeah?
Yeah, so 3-2-1 Crown Project. Utopia is the exhibition that we're going to have on Saturday. 3-2-1 Crown Project sort of started up in the past couple of weeks because basically once the pandemic sort of hit and we weren't able to access our studios, we were sort of thrown in the deep end a bit, and I was kind of just, you know, wandering around, calling up real estate agents, different studio spaces, and surprisingly, Space Property got back to me quite quickly, and we sort of organized that space for, you know, a ridiculously cheap price, which I don't think will continue after August, but I mean, we'll try and negotiate it. And yeah, I guess we sort of went back to NAS a few weeks ago, and I still have that space, and it's great for exhibitions and all of that. So yeah, very much looking forward to the next month ahead. We've got about 6 exhibitions coming up, which is awesome. And yeah, it's all very exciting. Last week we also had an exhibition for the Black Lives Matter movement, which took form as a silent auction, and the girls raised more than $4,700 for Aboriginal legal services, which was really fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good on you guys. So what's been the inspiration behind Utopia, which, yes, is your exhibit coming up soon?
So conceptually, Utopia with a cross through it is inspired by Thomas More's book Utopia, and it sort of draws lines between the imagined idealized space and reality, where these ideas can be materialized but are often not. Utopia actually means no place. It is not a place and only exists in our minds. We can use our imagination to solve a problem, but what does it mean to imagine an act or materialize a solution? The exhibition also questions the perfected, rigid and idealized structures of utopia. I guess, is the idealized space really what it seems to be? So I guess like these sorts of like ideas are just relevant really to today. I guess you could almost say that the world is slightly dystopian, but the thing is that dystopia, similar to utopia, are imagined spaces, and we live in a very obvious reality. And I think we should just be, you know, aware of that difference between, you know, the imagined space and the reality of where we are now, you know?
Of course, of course. So how's it been curating this exhibition during the health pandemic?
I mean, it's certainly been interesting. I guess we are lucky to have, you know, the internet and tools of social media to communicate, which is how I've gotten in touch and organized things with the other artists. I guess that's not all too unusual though. Probably the main comeback would have to be how we actually run the exhibition over the weekend. There will be no opening as we're only allowed 6 people inside the space at any given time. I'll be setting up an appointments document today, which can be filled out online prior to the exhibition to help make the social distancing aspects a little bit more manageable. Yeah.
Absolutely. So last but certainly not least, how can people get involved with this exhibition?
So Utopia is open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at 321 Crown Street, Surrey Hills. You can find further up-to-date details on the Instagram page, which is at 321 Projects, or otherwise there is also a Facebook event which has up-to-date details of the exhibition. The artists involved are Natalie Sinnott, Chanel Tobler, Ryan Hancock, Nina Walton, Nick Collison, Oscar Sulich, and Edward Melville. And 50% of the art sale proceeds will be going to the Yulari Foundation, which is a non-for-profit organisation which helps support the education of young Indigenous Australians.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Eloise. It's been really, really great to talk about your exhibition.
No, thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Oh, my pleasure. You too.